Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam. Last night we completed the 22nd juz, and in it we have the completion of Suratul Ahzab, Surah Saba, and also Surah Fatir, and the beginning of Surah Yasin. I'm just going to focus on Surah Saba, and in it the story of two contrasting people. One group of people that is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one group of people that is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam, and the capabilities that they were given and the blessings that they were given. Both kings, and both given special attributes, special qualities, special powers that nobody had before them. Dawood alayhi salam having the power of using metal for weaponry and for armor and things of that nature. So this was something special for Dawood alayhi salam. In addition to that, Sulaiman alayhi salam, the ability to control wind and to hear the languages of the animals, and also to control jinns. So this was something unique that both kings were given. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning all of these qualities and attributes that they were blessed with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Al of Dawood, the family of Dawood, and tells them, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Allah says, اِعْمَلُوا. اِعْمَلُوا means put into practice. Put into practice, O family of Dawood, gratitude. In Arabic, if you tell somebody to be grateful, you tell them ushkuru, ushkur, or ushkuru. Okay. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses specific wording. Put into practice gratitude. Meaning it's not just with your tongue that you say thank you. Rather, through your actions is how you express gratitude. And this is what is required from us when we are to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not just to say thank you Allah or Alhamdulillah and the rest of the time we are disobeying Allah, but putting into practice gratitude by being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. So اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُدَ شُكْرًا وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ شَكُورٌ. And very few of my servants are grateful. So we need to be from amongst those few that are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show our gratitude by practicing. Then there's a kind of ayah which comes in the middle of the two stories. I just want to mention this, which is kind of a unique story which you may not have heard about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes here the death of Sulaiman alayhi salam, how he passed away. Now, as I've just mentioned, Sulaiman alayhi salam used to be able to control jinns. And he used to go out in the field and he used to watch the jinns doing what he commanded them to do, building and constructing and so on. So in the course of doing that one day, he was standing and leaning on his stick. And it was at the time of this leaning on the stick while standing, death overtook him. He died. But he stood leaning on that stick and nobody knew that he has passed away until after a certain amount of time, termites started eating the stick that he was leaning on, and once that stick had been consumed, he fell down because now he doesn't have anything to lean on anymore. So that's when people found out that he had passed away. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to put across to us is, and especially at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a huge belief that the jinns, they had knowledge of the unseen. They used to take knowledge by going up into the heavens. They used to snatch whatever they could from the angels and bring it down and tell the people. But this was not knowledge of the unseen. This was stolen knowledge from the angels. But the people of Mecca used to believe that they had the knowledge of the unseen. So this puts to rest that fallacy, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if the jinns had knowledge of the unseen, then they would have known that Suleiman had died. But they continued to work, they continued to construct, they continued to do the manual labor as if Suleiman alayhi salam is watching them all this time. And they didn't find out until he fell down that he passed away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا قَضَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتِ when we ordained for him death, مَا دَلَّهُمْ عَلَى مَوْتِهِ إِلَّا دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ تَأْكُلُ مِنْ سَأَتَ. The only thing that showed people that he had died was the fact that worms from the earth, termites or any kind of wood-eating creature had eaten his staff. فَلَمَّا خَرَّ تَبَيَّنَتِ الْجِنِ and when he fell down, the jinns realized, أَلَّوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ الْغَيْبِ مَا لَبِثُوا فِي الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينِ if they had knowledge of the unseen, then they would not have been in this disgraceful punishment. The disgraceful punishment means continuing the manual labor that they were doing for many, many days or months or however much time it took for Sulaiman alayhi salam to actually fall down. So this is what we derive from this ayah. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that town or village which was told to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but wasn't. So on the one hand, you had Dawud alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, grateful for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them and completely obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that, a group of people that are ungrateful and what happens to them. Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ indeed, in the story of Saba, there was a sign. Now, Saba is what this surah is named after, and it was the name of that town or village. And in modern days, it is known as Ma'arib. It is not known as Saba anymore. It is known as Ma'arib. So Allah says, indeed, in the story of Saba, in their dwellings, there was a sign. What was that sign? What was that miracle? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word ayah, which can mean sign, miracle, etc. They had very, very lush and bountiful gardens. This town of Saba, it was located in a valley, and the whole town was in a valley, and surrounding this valley were gardens, and these gardens were full of fruits, and these fruits were so bountiful that it is mentioned that if a woman used to start walking from one side with a basket on her head, she used to come out of the other side and the basket was full without any effort on her part. The fruit just basically was falling to such a degree that the basket used to fill up by itself. So some scholars say that the sign or the miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to is this miracle. Other scholars of tafsir, they say that this place of Saba was such that no insect, no snake, no scorpion, no mosquito, no pest could actually go there and survive. Any person that used to bring any kind of bugs or contamination from outside, even by accident, it used to result in those bugs just dying automatically. So no kind of contamination, no kind of pests used to be able to enter into this place of Saba. This is another understanding or another opinion about what that miraculous thing was that the people of Saba were blessed with. The ayah goes on to say, جَنَّتَانِ عَنْ يَمِينِ وَشِمَالِ they had two gardens on the right and left. So it was in a valley, and on both sides of the valley, gardens, lush and bountiful gardens on the right and left. Some scholars actually go as far as to say that it wasn't just two gardens. This is just a figure of speech, that if you say, I looked right, I looked left, I looked everywhere basically, look everywhere, and there's gardens everywhere. So there were not just two gardens, but gardens everywhere, to the right, left, front, back, everywhere there were gardens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, كُلُوا مِن رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ consume from the sustenance of your Lord and be grateful to Him. Some scholars say that angels are saying this. Some scholars say that this was the prophets that were telling them. And there were, according to some tafsir, 9 or 10 prophets were sent to them, preaching to them the same message again and again, but they refused to listen. That eat from this sustenance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and be grateful to Him. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. It's a pure land and a merciful Lord. A merciful and forgiving Lord that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with so much despite the fact that you continue to be disobedient to Him. And بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ also indicates that طَيِّبَةٌ is the opposite of something which is haram and khabifa. Okay, so the halal rizq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you without any effort on your part and without you indulging in any kind of haram activity, be grateful for that. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. فَأَعْرَضُوا, they turned their backs, they rejected. So what happened? فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِمِ, we sent upon them the flood of the dam. So what used to happen was their fruits were watered and irrigated by a dam that was coming in from the hills. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically made that dam burst. All the flood waters came down, destroyed the whole village, and all the fruits and everything that were there, all the fruit gardens, everything was destroyed. The word arim, there are different interpretations for this word al-arim, but most scholars say that it refers to this dam that burst and resulted in the destruction of their gardens. وَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ بِجَنَّتَيْهِمْ جَنَّتَيْنِ, we exchanged their gardens that they had before with two other gardens. So it was the same place, but it was so different that it seemed like it was a completely different garden. You've probably seen like pictures of what happens after tornadoes, right? You know, on the one hand, or Google pictures, Google images. You've seen them, that before it was like this, and immediately after the hurricane or the tornado, this is what happened, completely flat. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here that we exchanged their two gardens, which were lush and bountiful and full of fruit, with two other gardens. What were they? ذَوَاتَيْ أُكُلٍ خَمْطٍ وَأَثْلٍ وَشَيْءٍ مِّن سِدْرٍ قَلِيلٍ, with a bitter taste. خَمْط, there are again different interpretations of what خَمْط means. Some scholars say that it refers to the tree which produces the miswak, arak tree. And some say that any tree that has bitterness associated with it, that is not consumable, that is called khamt. So bitter trees replaced those fruit trees, and wa'athl, tamarisk was there, tamarisk, wa shay'in min sidrin qaleel, and some low trees were remaining. Basically, all the fruit was gone, nothing remained except for these trees which had no benefit whatsoever. So basically, the lesson is that be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. You never know when Allah might change this blessing into something completely different. Gratitude is important, and gratitude is not just saying things with your mouth, rather practicing it and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what gratitude is truly about. And this is what truly obedience is truly about. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. جئت بالأمر المطاع جئت شرفت المدينة مرحبا يا خير الناس.